Ephesians chapter 2. And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all behaved in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But Yahweh, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with the Messiah. By grace are you saved. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in the Messiah, Yeshua, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through the Messiah, Yeshua. For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of Yahweh, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in the Messiah Yeshua unto good works, which Yahweh has before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that you, being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without the Messiah, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without Yahweh in the world. But now in the Messiah Yeshua, you who sometimes were far off are made near by the blood of the Messiah. For he is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both to Yahweh in one body by the stake, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of Yahweh, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Yeshua the Messiah himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto a holy temple in Yahweh, in whom you also are built together for an inhabitation of Yahweh through the Spirit. End of chapter.